Just be like, hey.
Yeah, I'd be like,
kind
okay.
Sad.
I don't know. Just like,
yeah.
So welcome back to another episode of Whatever That Means to You.
Recording.
Yeah. I mean, it always just starts. You know what? You guys are just joining. You guys, you singular, are just joining us. You're just joining a conversation. That's what this is. This is just a conversation, and we were already having a conversation, so we thought we'd bring you along into it.
Why does it die as soon as
What were you saying? So we have another special guest today, a different special guest from last time. No, it's the same.
Hello.
We have Anam again.
Woo! Woo!
Yeah. Thanks so much for our amazing, like, we had a amazing reception for our last episode. So many of you guys listened to it. We think that had something to do with the fact that we had a guest.
Yeah.
So
we're going to milk this.
Yeah, so you know what? If it works... then
it works, yeah.
Anam, you're a part of this now. How do you feel?
Yeah, imagine just have to have her on the podcast, otherwise nobody watches it,
well,
listens to it.
Then let's change the name.
Well, then you're going to have to feel
whatever that means to Anam.
Yeah.
Whatever Anam means to us.
Everything.
Yeah, so we were just talking about
is Anam.
The yeah. good old days again.
Yeah.
Everyone's favourite subject.
The MSN days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
How many of you guys had MSN? Just wait.
Lots of us.
Yeah, just wait for them to respond.
We all had MSN.
It's not a two-way conversation. Ali, you're gonna have to come closer because we have a
get involved.
I've not actually rigged up the mic in any particular way this time.
Yeah,
we're just handheld.
You really just turned it on.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you gotta do.
Mm.
Otherwise,
drop straight in. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's not gonna happen, and then people will get upset. And I've had weeks and weeks of people asking me when the podcast is next gonna be recording. Yeah, so we've been taking a lot of the edge off this evening.
Yeah. We've done a lot of spoken word.
Right now. We're quite curvy.
Yeah, what was that? Who's curvy?
We took the edges off.
So. Oh, right. Yeah, oh, right. Yeah. Oh, wow.
And we also ordered kebabs. So.
Ooh,
okay,
yeah.
So we put the edge right back on. we've done a lot this evening. We've sang, we danced, we played music.
We did stand-up comedy.
We did spoken word poetry. We did rap, freestyle rap, diss tracks.
Oh my gosh. Actually, we had a
and none of that was recorded on this podcast.
No.
So now you get us talking about the fact that we did it.
Yeah. And you just have to take our word for it.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is what we do. We get together and we entertain.
What was that question I said earlier?
Oh yeah, we were talking earlier, and I wanted to know if we would visit each other in prison.
If we would visit each other in jail.
Yeah, and the answer is yes.
And then
you said if they'd killed someone.
If I'd kill someone, would you still visit me?
Yeah,
it depends who you killed though.
And I said if I killed a baby.
If you killed a baby, I'd be like, why did you kill a baby?
What?
Because I know you. Like,
you mean like an abortion or murder?
Like,
oh, no.
I wouldn't believe you just killed a baby, so I'd have to like come to jail Antichrist or something.
Say I just did kill a baby.
You just killed a baby out of nowhere.
Funsies.
But you're behind a glass.
Oh, no.
Wait, how do we visit you? Like, what is it?
Jail behind a glass on those phones.
That's fine.
You'd still be my friend.
I'd visit you.
In jail.
I'd want to know what happened.
Yeah, and I'd tell you, like, yeah, I'm just bored. Saw the baby.
That would be interesting.
Like, it would be interesting. It would be quite worrying.
For the moment you killed a baby, you're in cuffs, you're in trials. Like, you're behind. I can now finally talk to you, like, to see what happened. So we would visit.
We would have to just talk about it on the podcast because that would be pretty big.
We would have to visit. We would have to visit her because otherwise the podcast won't go on. So.
We have to do the podcast in jail with this baby murderer.
Yeah, but I'm saying, would you actually visit me and be my friend?
You know, we'd get a little clickbait.
Yeah.
Two guys in a
do it.
Oh, no.
Don't kill a baby. Kill a grown-ass evil person.
Yeah.
Get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
We'll back you anyway. But we won't take
you. No, I'm saying, would you visit me if I did?
Yes.
Yeah.
Even if I did it with cold blood.
I don't know what that means.
What is this cold blood, warm blood? I don't understand.
Cold blood is just like doing for no reason, just like evil person.
Like that? Psychopath, so what's warm blood when you've thought about it?
No, that's not a thing.
Why do you how do I heat the blood?
I would, regardless of whether it
happened.
Really, if I was evil person, you would be my friend.
Dude, it would be a joke's day out. Like, remember that time you went to visit your friend in jail?
It wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be the same.
I'm waiting for somebody to end up in jail so I can visit them.
Obviously...
eventually, right?
Right.
If somebody out of all of us was going to end up, all of our mates was going to end up in jail, who do you think?
It'd be you.
You. 100%.
It's 100% you.
Yeah.
So I didn't think it would be me, but at the same time, 100% knew you were going to say me. Yeah.
It's either you for something really aggressive, or it's Priyesh for something he didn't mean.
Yeah.
Priyesh for saying the wrong thing with the wrong person. Yeah. Or me just getting
Priyesh is our friend. He's just someone in our friend group.
Yeah.
He if you ever need any drops of any
if you guys are selling or buying anything Supreme related or any of that
hype beast yeah
hype beast shit,
yeah,
you know, get at us and we'll get at him.
That's how it's gonna happen. Yeah,
just we can connect you. We got the plug, we got the net, we're actually fast internet. He finds everything. It's cool. Good.
And this episode is sponsored by Supreme, so,
so they better pay us to say
that. I don't know how it works still.
So we say it and then they pay us, right?
That's how it works. That's exactly how it works.
They don't tell us to say it.
That's how monetization works. I mean, it'll be good. Maybe they'll catch wind of this. Maybe.
Imagine if you had to get paid for everybody that you mentioned.
You mentioned,
so you could just shout like Nike, Gucci, Prada.
Two women have got the rights to the song Happy Birthday, and technically, every time someone sings Happy Birthday, you're supposed to pay a royalty. Like
what?
There's two old women who
supposed to pay some
two
old
women who invented Happy Birthday.
Yeah, they've not bought the rights. They have protected the rights to it.
Wow.
It's their
every
own.
Every time it comes up in a movie, they get paid for it.
Yeah,
but it's probably not a lot of money to use it, right? So
they're rolling in it.
Like, yeah, because a lot of people would use it, right?
But commercially, yeah, but like Happy Birthday is not
because everyone
free.
Uses it. No one, no stupid. Isn't
they're the two? Yeah, they're the two women who are most conned out of their royalty because they get the most like fucked over by the fact that everyone sings it all the time, everyone uses it, and they don't get any credit.
Mad.
It's too hard to protect. So, but they have protected it, and they. So yeah, it's also like Jingle Bells. The person who
really,
yeah, the person who created Jingle Bells.
Let's create a song.
They're not still alive.
That's what. Yep, yeah, I think they are.
But their kids, really? Like their kids,
or their Jingle kids, Bells. Yeah, they still get royalties and stuff. Like the
would get it and keep going, right? Yeah.
People that own the rights to that is insane. We should invent one. Are we too past that?
No, we can do it right.
But it doesn't happen.
We were just writing a diss track. How did we can do it again.
But I don't know how. Yeah, like I can just see everyone else adopting diss tracks become.
Link Up TV these days.
Yeah.
We should do something. Link Up TV. Get us. We've got talents.
Yeah, we could. It would have to be like holiday related or something. It have to be something. Well, I guess like Band-Aid. What's that? What's that Christmas song?
Band-Aid, yeah.
No, but like one where all
we are the world.
No, but the one where like every
yeah,
year.
One. This is the same
the
one.
Bono one. No,
yeah.
The one where like Chris
be
Martin and
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I wish it could be quick. That one. What, they're all the same.
No, it's Let Them Know It's
That's yeah. the one. There's so many.
That one.
And they're all on the chart right
That
now.
One's quite recent in terms of the fact that was like the 70s or the first version of that, right?
Yeah, like the 80s, like Michael Jackson.
Yeah, so that was like the first version, and now it keeps getting redone. That's like one of our most recent Christmas
songs
that like isn't like so old. Like
that's
like,
true.
Mm-hmm. Well, Michael Bublé and all those lot.
Michael Bublé has not been defrosted yet this year because have you heard him? Yeah,
I've seen the album for his new the advert defrosted. For his new.
He's got something.
He's got a new Christmas album. Yeah,
I've not heard anything about him yet. Yeah, but I've just been watching a lot of Netflix, so maybe that's why.
Yeah, everything's getting.
Don't watch TV anymore.
Even like Christmas adverts. Remember, like 3 years ago, Christmas ads were a big deal.
Yeah, no, even there wasn't that big of a deal for the John Lewis one this year.
Yeah, but that John Lewis thing.
I didn't think I've even seen it yet.
Last year.
It's good, but it's not as good as the others.
It's the Elton John one.
In fact, last year's was pretty bad, that weird monster.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't like that one.
Mozzie
like
the monster.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, even, you know, all this. I'm not a fan of Christmas, I'm just going to say it. I'm not.
I love Christmas. It's very joyous. The lights. Oh my god.
As I'm getting older, I'm starting to be a bit more cynical about it. Because what I believe is that Christmas is kind of the poster child of dull, rainy, crap weather and short days.
No.
Like imagine this whole time of year, but now
it's
imagine
not.
Christmas didn't exist.
This is like the poster child for like
imagine Christmas.
Snow and happiness. And
okay, but that's because that's because of Christmas. So now take Christmas out of the equation. Think of this whole
then
time
it's just
of
winter.
Year. Which is drab.
No, which is snow as well. In my
but
head.
imagine this whole thing without all these lights and festivities and everyone being in Christmas spirit.
Yeah, but there spirit. Is that. You can't just
but take it out. And now I'm saying that Chris, like I'm seeing through it. Yeah. Like Christmas is there to mask.
You're woke.
I'm woke. Yeah, it's masking what's actually behind it, and that's just a lot of dull
dread.
So you're telling me that they invented Christmas like 1,000 years ago because We had to forget about how bad Brexit's going right now.
Oh no, kind
just
of.
Anything yeah. dull.
I want
dull.
I'm sorry.
Christmas takes us through into spring.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this, we would just like be like.
New Year's not even summer. Real as well.
No.
Well.
There is a new year every year.
I know, but it's a made up day.
No, it's not. Yeah. New Year's Day happens every year.
To be honest, no, that day could be any
yeah,
day throughout the year.
Yeah, it could be any
year.
Day.
No, because it's the 1st of January. The first day of the first month of the 12 months.
No, but I'm saying even time. Time is made up.
But it's all made up. It's all made up, yes.
But hold on.
Like, they
the
did
first
a lot of
month
to make this right.
Yeah, the first month could have been like
June.
February.
The first month could have been June and the last month could have been May, I think.
Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter, but... The way that the was it
the globe goes
it was strategically
calendar
yeah but yeah. it was strategically put there
yeah to make get rid of the dread. Oh my god, you are woke.
I know.
No, it's just the beginning
you
and the end of the year at the same moment.
It was put right after
no,
Christmas
Ali.
Strategically.
It's not
telling you.
Oh,
like you can
it could have been put anyway. It could have been put at the end of any month and it would have been still 12
they
months.
They put Christmas there. Christmas happened like Christmas didn't happen at Christmas time.
Yeah,
they just
what happened first, Christmas or New Year? What came first?
Christmas barely even happened. First of all, New Year happened first, right? We had years. It was New Year's before Jesus was born.
But did we observe it as that year? Was it Gregorian? When did the Gregorian calendar come into effect?
2018 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay. That checks out. That checks out.
When do you think?
Okay, but hold on. That was all after Christ.
There's
yeah.
all this
AD.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really understood how AD was. So, I never understood any of that.
And remember
Christmas. Wait, hang on a second.
Remember Christmas was moved. Christmas is actually Christmas. Is a pagan holiday.
Yeah.
It's a wait,
and it was in the July.
So there's
or
BC
like
and there's AD. So
I don't
what
know what
is it when he's alive?
Just it's before Christ and after
he was
death.
Alive
what
for
about,
a very short time.
He was alive for like 30 years.
Yeah, but
so
it was only the last.
Yeah,
zero. How many years?
Wait, but it was like the last 3 years is really all people cared about.
Okay.
He was just a 27-year-old. He was just like Kurt Cobain or any of those guys. And then, he's part of 27
wait,
Club.
27, 28, 29, 30. What is that?
Hold on a second. How do we know what years they measured his birthday in?
Because
the Gregorian calendar hasn't been invented yet.
Oh my god, you're so woke.
In there.
Actually, that's actually mad if you think about it. How did they know how old he was?
So no one knew how old anybody was.
Well, they did.
They
well, how did they
count it? Was.
Did they
were doing it based on the solar lunar.
Solar lunar. What was that? It's a weird Chinese
well, the Chinese people were doing stuff before, so I mean, I'm sorry.
they could tell the year by what candle and lantern they had floating.
Yeah, they could tell by what animal.
Dragon.
Yeah. What dumpling wow. they ate that day.
Oh no, no,
today
it's
is pork. Yeah. Is it right or it's okay. It's
yeah, we don't have any Chinese viewers, so it's fine.
Oh yeah. No, you might one day.
But one day we will, and
you're
hear
gonna be
this.
Yeah, they're
and
gonna
this
rewind
can be our, like,
it.
No,
this
is
gonna
like
be your downfall.
Old, yeah, this will be our old tweet that like gets us done for like.
I don't know if I want to be on this.
This
one.
Will. Wow. You know what? This is the one that will put us on the map though, because I think you know what? If you're Chinese, please write in. And let us know.
No,
let us know
not.
What really happened. Let us know.
Let us know what dumpling you ate that day. We'll tell you what samosa we had.
Yeah, it's fine. It's all.
We eat it all. It's calm. White people can tell us about
their
fucking potato they ate that day.
Oh, okay.
No.
No,
it's okay, we can alienate white people.
Yeah, they're allowed.
It's almost socially required to now alienate. Like, white people are now like, let us be the butt of the joke for a little while. Like, we'll take
ruin
it.
The whole world.
Like,
we're like, oops.
But I don't think that, you know what? I don't think that's equality, though. Yeah. I really don't think.
Well, you think everybody should just not take this out anyway?
Yeah, I don't think, like, I don't think.
I agree with that.
I don't think the answer to like, hate is to just
equality,
reallocate hate
yeah.
to
yeah.
the people who once. Yeah. were predominantly hating on everyone else. Because now, those people now, they're all dead.
Yeah.
So all the white people now that are taking all the blame, like, I'm sorry to bring this up, but it's very important to me, is Scarlett Johansson.
Oh!
Why?
Don't even get me.
I have a lot to say about this! I have a lot to say about this.
Scarlett J should not be every other... Yeah, I call it that.
No, that's not what I'm...
She should not be...
You're on that side.
Yeah, man. She shouldn't be fucking Mulan and Ghost in the Shell.
Mulan Rouge. No. Okay, this guy thinks that Mulan, the Disney movie about the Chinese trainee geisha that turns into like a warrior, is the same thing as the Moulin Rouge, which is like a French burlesque dancing bullshit.
Yeah, but how is that my fault for thinking Mulan how is short it? For Moulin Rouge?
There are two completely different things. Where I in know the movie Mulan do they say Moulin Rouge?
I've not seen it. I don't know.
The movie was lit, man. You had to have seen that.
I probably saw it when I was young, but
Mulan.
That's one of the best ones. Sorry, they're too similar in words.
I haven't seen it either, but she's a geisha.
You haven't seen?
Isn't that a bit mad for a Disney film?
Well, I don't think like she was just like wearing the geisha makeup. They weren't making her go dance for guys.
What's a geisha?
I think
it's like a
they're like little, raised to like be little like prostitutes. In China or Japan.
Yeah, that's a bit weird for a Disney film.
Yeah, but like she wasn't like she wasn't like a hardcore like geisha. She was just
like in training.
She was just wearing makeup and like mustaches on people or something like that. I don't know. She was just fucking around. She got in trouble straight away and left and joined the army. So
I was always pronounced geisha.
No, he doesn't.
No, what I'm saying is that like in today's world,
cocaine.
White people are getting a lot of. I'm not defending white people because I'm not a white person. But then, like the white people that are getting all that stick now aren't the people that were racist in the first place. Yeah. But they're the ones getting the payback for it, and they're having to be like, "No, hate on us." But the white people today,
I don't think any of them are saying that
they are
really.
There's white people. Oh, I don't want to get abused because my.
No, they're not saying that. White people are being like, you can call us shit.
Yeah, you can call them shit though.
But they are not the ones who spread hate in the first place.
Like, I don't think they're hating on the normal ones. They're hanging on like the Donald Trump.
No, the ones now. It's their ancestors. Yeah.
No, but they're hanging on the Tommy Robinson and Donald Trump ones. They're not hating on the average.
Yeah, that's cool.
They're not hanging on like the nice people. They're hanging on like the racist people.
Yeah.
What about the nice people?
The nice people
are also white.
Completely alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some
like nice white Scarlett people. Johansson.
Well, no, what's wrong she's with her? Just. What's happening to her?
Okay, so this is good. We've got two sides of the debate here. So
I'm not happy.
I'm not happy either.
You're going to pick your side at the end of our little discussion about it.
Okay, so how should we make this quite formulated? So I'll say my side, and then you say
English essay.
We'll just
let's do a for and against and a summary.
I'm not peeing on this, so let's just
point
evidence explain.
Oh!
Some of you didn't go to school, man.
Oh my God. Kiss, keep it simple, stupid.
I don't know why you did that in an exam when you could have point evidence explained, peed all over it, it would have been fine.
Peed all over it.
Peed all over that paper.
I peed all over my exams.
Point evident explain.
So basically, Scarlett Johansson, a modern day great talented Hollywood actress, started out her career when we first heard her in Home Alone 3.
Yeah.
Playing
the
sister.
Worst of the Home Alone movies.
No, that was 4.
Yeah, I think there was a 5 and a 6 as well.
4 was no, 4 was terrible. 3 was actually good.
Home Alone in 4. Anyway.
Yeah. Anyway.
Was he not?
No.
That old lady was with him, right?
Yeah, and he had all
his
gadgets.
He was at a party or something.
What?
His parents left, but there was a big party.
He was at his stepmom's. Anyway.
She
at the moment has faced a lot of stick because she's been going for roles, or she's, correct, gotten roles. Hollywood has given her roles because she's like an A-list, you know, star.
Yeah.
Roles that are like transsexual, or she played. You're just angry at Ghost in a Shell, aren't you?
I'm Ghost. No, and the fact that like there was like rumors about her trying to be in like Mulan because that didn't.
Mulan, yeah. That
how can you
sense.
Do that? How can you do that?
Was there another one?
It's like if the Black Panther was played by like me. No, I'm not black. I'm not a panther.
Are you a good actor?
I could be.
Okay, well,
I could be. But I
would like to see you in that role.
I want to give you that chance.
I want to give you a shot, yeah.
When there's a room of 100 people and 99 of them don't believe in you, you just need that one person, and you were that one person for me.
I want a Lady Gaga. I want to give you that. So basically, like, I get some of it to an extent, but I don't know.
I don't get why they can't have used actors that were the same ethnicity as the role that they were playing.
No, no.
What's
wait,
wrong
wait.
With that? Why can't a transgender person play a transgender person? Why can't a Chinese person
hold
play
on
Mulan?
Twitter? One second.
Also, is Chinese or Japanese? Well, we may have been being
Ghost,
racist this whole
Ghost
time.
Ghost in the Shell was Japanese, and Mulan, I think, is Chinese.
For sure.
I don't know.
Close enough.
Think, yeah, so, it's China.
Basically.
At some point in the movie, she's like, "You saved all of China." And that was a big point. That was a big
as well.
She saves all of China.
So basically,
I do remember.
I'm not. Just to be clear, I agree.
Mad soundtrack.
I agree with the whole Scarlett Johansson thing about like those people should get the chance to get those roles.
Mm.
I don't agree with people hating on her for it.
No one's hating on her.
Bro, I don't have. You've been on Twitter.
Okay, no.
Everyone's like, these are small minded stupid people. Scarlett Johansson.
Obviously, if you're an actress,
but why would
Hollywood is giving her the role.
Hollywood shouldn't be doing it.
That's hate on Hollywood.
I hate Hollywood for it because they should. They're making bad things. Yeah. That's this, my thing. Why is she trying?
I'll tell you but now. I think her, I'll tell you.
I'm sure
she's an actress. She's an actress.
She's an agent that puts
she's,
up everything.
She's
right?
played. She's played the like normal white girl and everything she's ever played. When you're an act, like she's an. She wants something challenging. She wants it. Yeah. She wants to broaden it.
But she can play like some dramatic role. She doesn't have to play a Chinese princess. Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean?
Well, no, that I get. But it was a. It was like
play Attila the Hun in Mulan.
Like the trans. What the trans?
You want a challenge?
The trans.
Bloodthirsty. Whatever that thing was.
What about the transsexual thing?
I think, but you know what? My thing with the transsexual thing is that there are barely any transsexual like actors around. Mm. So it can't be that hard to find the most famous of them and let them have a chance at that role.
Yeah.
But then again, we don't know if they were given a chance or not.
But then we don't know. That's what I'm trying to say.
But I just...
I'm saying that people shouldn't hate on her as an individual.
Also, though, I don't think she's that strong of an actor.
Yeah.
She's not Meryl Streep. She can't do anything.
I don't know. I think she's great.
She's
I think she's brilliant.
She's just pretty. Don't you're thinking. I think she's great.
No, no, no.
Don't think with your dick. She's hot. She's yes. That's it.
She played AI.
She has a pretty voice as well. Yeah. She played a robot. She had no emotion needed to be used.
And yet, that movie was an emotional movie. You tell me. She was a robot and she made me cry.
But wouldn't you feel? You cry every day. Wouldn't you feel better if like Aladdin was played by like a.
Yeah, if Aladdin was played by a white guy, I'd kill someone.
I'm not saying that it should.
I'd kill someone yesterday.
I'm not saying my favorite movie should be played by white people. I'm saying that if a white person is getting that or like whatever, like because she's white, it's the whole society.
Say Leonardo DiCaprio went for the role of Aladdin. Wouldn't you be like, come on, Leonardo, come on.
Yeah. You're like 100 years old, sit down.
No.
You got your Oscar, it's finished now.
I would say, why are the Hollywood casting, like they're choosing him to it?
Both.
Yeah.
Like, are you annoyed at him for even being like, come on, you know better.
I would be annoyed if he was like, yeah, I'll do it.
Because he might be like, ooh, that's a challenge.
Oh my God.
But you can't do that. You can't ruin people's lives like that.
Yeah.
What about his life?
Fuck his life. He's had a good one.
Yeah.
He's had an alright life.
He had a great
life. Shut up, man. He's saving the world. It's fine.
Exactly.
He's doing his thing. Stick to saving the world. Just don't play Aladdin. They got an Arab guy to play Aladdin.
I think there's a lot.
But they got a Spanish girl to play Jasmine.
But hold on,
they just group all the brown people together.
This takes me back to my initial point. It's misallocated hate. That's the problem. It's misallocated. People are hating on the wrong party. Like, people are hating on white people today for all the racism their ancestors did. And people are hating on Scarlett Johansson as an individual for Hollywood casting her for roles that they could cast other people for. Which I'm sure loads of people auditioned, but they still sat around a table and picked her for that role. That's their fault.
Yeah,
she's still an actress point. And it's still her career and she's still having to make decisions. Yeah, she got offered a job. It's her job.
No. First of all, she's got enough money. She didn't need the job. Second of all, she should have known like there's some roles that you don't go for. Like certain people have turned down James Bond because they're not even British.
Yeah.
Do you know what
Who's
I mean?
Turned down James Bond?
I'm sure we were talking about someone that's like, I can't remember who it was. It was an actor. No.
Tom Hardy.
It was an American actor that was like, no, I don't want to be James Bond because it should be played by a British person. Yeah. I can't remember who it was.
I just don't think we should hate on Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah. We don't care about Scarlett Johansson. She's a great actress as well. That's another thing. So if she is going to go Widow. For these...
That's your...
She was just... If she wasn't wearing such skin-tight leather, you wouldn't give a fuck.
That's not true. That's not true. Black Widow. I defended her and Hawkeye.
I'm not with you. You hate all the shittest people in the Avengers.
And Hawkeye.
Anybody without powers, he's like, yeah, that makes sense to me. I like that part. But he won't like any of the ones with actual superpowers and shit.
First of all, they have superpowers.
So this is a fucking superhero movie. Don't do this.
Hawkeye and Black Widow roll with the Avengers, yet they don't have superpowers. Do you know how sick you have to be to roll with the Avengers? But you don't... I didn't have like a gamma ray reaction. Like they roll with them and they're regular.
If you didn't,
they're just talented.
They're in the right place at the right time. They get lucky and they get saved by the heroes.
Is Black Widow dead at the end of this whole thing, or is it just Hawkeye?
I can't actually remember what happens at the end of the latest one,
because Hawkeye's still around.
He's still around. I think Black Widow's still around.
They survived.
The main four survived, which is
who wants it. Yeah, so I mean, I don't know if that I don't know if that concludes the debate or what are your thoughts on it, Anam?
What, that ethnic people should be played by ethnic people?
Yeah, I think they should.
Well, that wasn't the debate. I'm not saying they shouldn't. I think they should as well. But I think that at the moment,
there's... side on the Scarlett Johansson thing?
I'm saying that's misallocated hate on her.
It depends on the role. Like, if she's
No one's hitting her.
If the role isn't like that different, that? Or there's like not a lot of people to play the role, then fine. But if it's like a really,
I didn't know about the Mulan role. Thing. I just knew about the
that one. That was like the only thing years I can ago, compare. So
I just knew about Ghost in a Shell and transsexual.
Scarlett Johansson went to play James Bond, and she got the role.
Yeah,
wouldn't you be like, okay, Scarlett, like, come on now.
Yeah,
why did you take it?
You're absolutely right. Yeah, you're
so
right.
Did you just change sides?
So you've changed sides. You had some growth now. You've learned.
I would say that, but that doesn't mean I hate her.
Yeah.
We don't hate
no,
her.
No, a lot of people hate her at the moment.
I just don't think she should be going for those roles.
I see on Twitter she's dropped. Her clout has dropped.
Yeah, because she's going for these stupid roles.
Yeah, she has enough money. She's trying too hard to just... Yeah, if it was some random small actress, then okay. But
she just played like some crazy... She played some crazy role as well recently. Like some... Another like robotic sci-fi role.
She might need this.
No, but she's just doing outrageous things. Like she it's very clear she doesn't want to play just a regular white girl anymore.
She doesn't mean to be a regular black girl. She can't.
It's the art of film.
No.
The varied role as an actor is the change. Yeah. We're going to get there. We're either going to get to a point where we like go so away from it or that we're going to like try all these things. I would like to see us try it. It's like Shakespeare when like men used to play women.
That was like not right.
Oh, yeah. That was because they were like, we don't even want women to be actors.
Yeah.
We'll do it. You sit down, we'll do it.
Yeah, that's literally what's happening. In a modern
it's
way.
It's art, man. It's art.
I thought you were woke.
I am woke about time and space. And Scar J.
Scarly J.
She's my homegirl from day.
Yeah, man. Oh, you're doing another spoken word.
She's my homegirl from day.
Yeah.
That's what I gotta say about Scar J.
Hey.
Ooh.
Yay. It's a little sample. If you want to see more of that, you'll have to follow either Ali or Adam on social. You want to do a shout out? Do you want to plug yourself?
Yeah, my teeny weeny plug. No way.
Oh, okay, that's your plug. That was it. Ali has a teeny weeny plug. Adam, you plug yourself?
No.
Okay. All right.
So her Instagram is... And I'm... No, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going
to
do it.
Why is that still on there? Now?
It's going to be there. Okay, I have to show my whole family this.
Yeah. No!
Yeah, they have to laugh at things.
Basically...
They have to know that you're funny.
I don't know why, but like...
Bad things.
I don't
you're
do bad things.
You're so funny, and you need to let people know that you're funny.
I just don't like being
about the podcast.
Foolish.
We're just like... He's giving him a pep talk.
No, what it is... It's not like... Okay, I appreciate the...
Nat's aesthetic outside of this podcast is perfect. That's the word.
What does that even mean?
Everything has to be perfect and edited perfectly and in the right shot and the right angle.
Okay, yes.
And my vibe on social media is real. But mine also...
it's candid foolishness.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
mine is ghosting a burger features, every now and then.
Yeah.
That was it.
And you feature heavily in it.
But what it is that I have a very... Like, even this podcast, like I'm a different person. I don't know which one is me.
This is the most yourself you've been, though. I think this is the most ourselves we've all been.
What today podcast. On this podcast?
Yeah, in this podcast, not today. Okay. We're 100% real every day.
I'm not.
Yes.
Like around different people at my family, like I'm a different person. Yeah. Like I'm tame. Like,
these fucking people.
No,
yeah, like I know, but like,
yeah, I'm looking like
and I don't know why I do this, but when someone puts a camera on me, I'll do something fun for the camera. It's just instinct.
Because you're Michael Scott from The Office.
No, I'm Jim.
You're not Jim.
I'll do something fun for the camera, and then that thing will then get uploaded to social media, and I'll regret doing that thing.
Don't regret. Same for everyone. It's called attention seeking.
What? But mine's the opposite.
You're looking at your ass for likes.
See, I don't do that shit.
Like a gal.
I don't want that shit. I just do it in the moment because I'm like, oh, look, the camera's on me. Spotlight.
You like live moment attention seeking, not later.
That's absolutely correct. Okay. I like to shine under the spotlight in that moment, get a whole crowd of laughs and move on.
Like a supernova that disappears and that.
You know what?
That was beautiful.
I literally couldn't have. Yeah, that's it. That's right. I'm a champagne supernova in the sky.
Oh, wow.
Oasis.
Who is that?
She's poet.
Lady,
that one that just has a 3-line poem,
yeah,
right?
Three,
rock up on Instagram every 5 seconds.
Dead. Me too.
Today is tomorrow.
Whoa, that's actually sick.
Flower is dead, me too.
Yeah.
Wow. Do you know one?
Today is yesterday's tomorrow.
The rope.
Oh. Whoa. Like, today is yesterday's tomorrow.
Yeah. That doesn't make sense.
It's like a Nike advert. just do it yesterday because tomorrow will be yesterday and it'll be tomorrow.
What? Wow. Do another one.
Um,
Oh my god, it is yesterday's tomorrow.
The rope around my heart.
Yeah.
Is.
Yes.
Held by you.
Okay.
I'm covered in vervain.
What?
What? Covered in what?
What?
He doesn't
want
vampire.
Amy will get it.
Amy, I want to. No, I do get it. I know what vervain is.
What is it?
It's the thing they used to compel people.
Yeah.
Nope.
If you could compel people, what would you compel them into? That.
She's wrong.
Oh wow! Sick. Wow.
Consensual.
Oh no!
You can't use it for that.
Compelsual.
But like, if you compel them to give you consent.
Yeah, oh my
god. Oh, there you go.
Slippery slope.
But then Damon does that to like everyone. So yeah. He's like a big time rapist.
Yep.
Yeah. They all are.
Yeah.
They're all rapists. Oh, and no. You know what I've noticed after watching again?
What?
They all drink a lot.
Yeah.
Like every scene they're 16. Holding a drink. Yeah, and they're all like, yeah, 16, 17.
Yeah, America.
Yeah, but they're vampires, so they're not. They're
the
like,
only weird thing that there's not enough guns in Vampire Diaries. Like in America, and I'm sure there's more guns. Yeah, that's true.
I'm off it. I can't believe we're still talking about vampires all these years later. All these cycles.
They made a big effect whilst we're in high school, man.
Yeah.
You know? What's the big hype now? What's the new vampire? Equality.
Instagram models.
Oh. Being verified.
Yeah.
Okay.
Vlogs.
Vlogs, yeah.
Wait, what is the new vampires musically? Hold on a second. Wait.
What do kids watch? And they're like, oh my god, that person's hot.
They don't watch anything.
Riverdale, maybe.
Kids they don't watch anything.
Kids don't watch stuff.
What do? They watch each other. They're just watching each other all the time. They're each other's TV shows.
So they just watch social media all the time.
That's all they do. Oh my god, we weren't each other's TV shows, but they're all each other's TV shows.
So they're all going to end up the same if they all watch the same shit, which is each other.
They all know what they're each of them are doing, like each
minute. We were the last of the individuals.
Wait, so do they like Snapchat in school?
Yes, yeah, it's become a thing.
Crazy.
They also love Snapchat.
When did Snapchat rock up? When we were in college, right?
I had it when I was 18, I remember that.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, sixth form college.
Like, first year of uni, yeah.
I remember having it before uni. So like, when you guys were in first
But that's crazy to think. I know, obviously, like, we live life now, but, like, a lot of it is on film. Like, what did we do before? Like, when we were having fun, did we just have fun?
If you can't remember that, then maybe you weren't having fun.
A lot more pressure to look good all the time now because you don't know whose Instagram you're going to end up in.
Oh,
you're always just worried. Like,
well, exhibit A tonight, I've just
ended up in
so many stupid things I'm doing on all your stories.
You're the one that says you like my stories, so why don't
I like your stories of you?
This is my story of you.
Yes, but it's me doing.
But she made it, so you have to love it.
Yeah, I made it. You're what I make, so I make you.
I guess. Yeah, I just need to like. I think that's gonna be my New Year's resolution.
Be more comfortable.
No. Well, be on the camera more.
Nope.
Stand up comedy.
Shy away.
Shy away more.
When the camera hits me, don't feel the pressure.
No.
To do something outrageous.
Do something crazy. Do something stupid. Do something you regret every single time.
One day you're gonna be old, and then you're just gonna be.
Do you have a bank of content that you've got of me offline?
I mean, I have a few videos and pictures here and there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you?
I have loads.
She probably has more because I don't video a lot of stuff.
Okay.
I would have more.
A lot of people, including one very important listener, has an arsenal of content.
I need
of videos,
I need the
pictures, saves
it's
of
amazing.
Me.
I love
if
that.
You're listening, I need you to get that to me
if you're listening.
That best man speech is going to be lit.
This is the problem.
I want you to get married so badly so I can just make a.
The cloud is not big enough to hold.
I will pay more money for space. I'll get the 2 terabytes.
This is what I'm afraid of.
I can't. Well, I'm making a 2-hour movie for your wedding speech.
How you're gonna get me to do it?
So it's gonna be fun because imagine your kids.
No, I'm gonna do it myself.
But they shouldn't watch certain things that I do.
Yeah.
Like, no. I don't want my kids.
We never got to see what our parents did, but our kids can see everything we did every day. Go back on our Snapchat memories and see every day.
Yeah, that's messed up.
That's kind of crazy.
That's messed up, bro.
And they're going to be like, you did this when you were
little. Yeah, you're like, you did this like on January
25th, 2015. Yeah, at 3 o'clock.
You were
doing Jaeger bombs. Yeah. And then we'll be like, they'll be like, you slut dropped in a club.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, what do you mean? What?
No, I think
memory glasses to go back and they'll be like Jaeger bomb and it'll show up a clip.
And it will like super like, they'll like superimpose their face into you slut dropping.
Oh,
No, I reckon we'll probably like put a lot of our stuff on like private mode and just not show our kids it.
They'll find it.
No such thing as privacy.
They won't find
it. They're like extreme computer geniuses.
Hashtag privacy is dead.
Like half AI.
I don't know who's fucking a robot here, but I'm not. I just won't show it to my kid until they're old enough to like get it. Like I wouldn't show it to them until they were like 18, and then they'll.
The thing is, there's too much to show. Like
They won't care. My parents bought loads of pictures of themselves and loads of videos, I'd be like that. First of all, most of it's black and white, so I don't give a shit about that already.
Go through content so fast, like they'll just know. Yeah. Internet will be. They'll be like really quick. Like,
I don't think they'll find anything that incriminating. Otherwise, we wouldn't be up there in the first place.
Well, when you're in control of what you put up there.
Yeah, you're screwed, thanks.
I'm in control of what I put up there, but I'm not in control
who
of.
Friends with? Choose your friends wisely.
Yeah.
What's that supposed to mean?
You know, you've been friends with us. Yeah. You know who you're.
You guys
with.
Could destroy me. Yeah, my friends could destroy me.
I fucking love it.
Yeah.
Like, I better not run for president
or anything. Better not make any enemies. These are the kind of things that come back to you when you're really famous.
This is what I'm saying.
Backwards, and then they're like, "Oh my god,
this stuff is gonna find me one day." I'm telling you,
this podcast is gonna find all of us.
Oh my god,
I'm kind of scared.
Yeah,
I have plans.
No,
what are your plans?
Become the prime minister,
senator,
something or another.
Something or someone.
Le political.
Ooh, she can do both. She can do both. Guy like that.
I don't know if you can pick up on the clicking, but we're clicking our fingers.
We're making fun of people who do the spoken word.
No, we're not making fun.
We're not making fun.
No, we are.
We'll be serious about that.
I don't know who you can offend. You don't offend the spoken word people. Because they will speak words about you.
Let them speak words. Get involved.
They'll get on stage, man. They'll be like speaking words online. People taking a piss.
Ain't fine.
Not fine.
Not fine. Yeah. Not okay. Fine. Because remember, like, it always seems like it's going to rhyme fast. And then it doesn't.
We get to go really fast and really passionate and then just stop and be like, trees.
Give us an example.
Trees.
Do more of your three liners.
Cash money grind.
I need help. Let's try it.
Let's make up.
Cash money P in that conversation. What about the cash money P?
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
I knew this guy at uni. His name was like Cash Money and then like his name.
So what?
And he's talking about himself in like the first person. Third person, first push one's the one.
Third.
Yeah.
I can't remember what his name was, so I'm just going to call him like...
Cash Money.
It was something stupid. It was like Cash Money and then like some random issues. Indian name.
Cash Money Sanjay.
Like Cash Money Cash or something like that.
Cash.
Cash Money G's. And he'd be like, yeah, Cash Money's just making moves, just studying and all that. He studied maths as well.
What would he say if he made money?
Cash Money made Cash Money. Cash Money made Cash Money P.
Wow.
He was a fucking idiot.
There's your spoken word right there. Cash money made cash money. P. Is that me?
A B.
Ooh! Buzz buzz. Fly by. Busy B. Making cash money.
Yes, honey.
P. Oh! There you go. Oh, that's it. That was just when you think. And then it doesn't.
Yeah.
And then it does.
That's such a good. It doesn't, and then it does. That's such a good description.
That's another poem. That's like you turn the page and it's like it doesn't, then it does. But did it? Yes, it did.
Not
by VM. VMV. VMV.
VMV.
That's not me.
But it is.
But it isn't. Yeah, I think we've really mastered the art of spoken word this evening. I think we've managed to we've taken it apart, we've condensed it, we've looked at different parts, and
you gangsterized it.
Yeah,
we hooded it up.
Yeah, that's the only type I know.
What was your stage name?
What was my stage name?
For Cash Money V.
No.
Cool underscore V.
No.
What was it?
The Jangles.
No, what? That's not even what it was.
No, the Jangles.
No, that's his magician name.
No, and it's not the Jangles.
Oh, it's Bedazzle.
Yeah. What the hell is Jangles, man?
That's a new one.
That's please don't.
The Jangles.
I don't want a Christmas
Jangles,
name.
The Jangles, the Jangling.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Is that even about me?
I don't know anything about
the Jangles.
That
I like it.
No.
The Jangles.
No. That just sounds like something's wrong down there.
Oh, man.
I got the Jangles.
I got the Jangles.
It's the jangling. I don't know why.
It's the jangling off.
Yeah.
only one by one Bojangles.
It could have been a nice Christmas name.
No,
Bojangles does not sound like...
Sounds like a Christmas monster. Oh, yeah.
Bojangles.
They just got stuck in the chimney and they're like, he's Bojangling. Bojangling in the chimney.
Web Jangles.
Yeah. Oh, that was my that was my
what was it?
What you said.
Snoop
Dogg.
For any of you listeners out there who don't speak
brown.
Yeah.
The colour brown.
Speak Indian, yeah. All of them. What is a kutta?
It's a dog.
Yeah,
it's
so dog. If you
it's a big
figure that out, Snoop Dogg. Snoopy.
If he ever performs in India, he has to call himself that.
Yes.
Yeah, I would do pretty well there.
Wow.
Snoop Gooder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Wow. Well, I mean, what an episode. I think.
Yeah, I think we had a great time.
40
yeah.
minutes just flew by there. I think somehow. Actually. Yeah.
Should we make another one?
Let's leave it another
not
2 months.
Not that quickly. 2 months? Was that the last time we had one?
You know, it was like mid September.
From now on, there's a commitment you're going to make a couple a week.
With you.
You have to be there for all of them now. I think it's just done with you.
Yeah, we'll change the thumbnail.
We're more likely to do it. Yeah. We'll add your name to the roster.
We'll see.
Of yeah. No names.
Well, my name's just Madan.
I'm more like the side man.
Man?
Woman.
Okay.
You're the side chick.
Man.
It is what it is. Just own it.
Yeah. I'm here if you need, and also not here if you don't need.
Whoa, that's yeah. another poem. Whoa! And also here if you don't need.
Jeez, what does that mean?
What does that mean? Anyway, we're going to discuss that offline.
Yeah.
But yeah, hope you enjoyed it. Hope you weren't waiting too long for this episode, actually. Because yeah.
We promised we did record this a long time ago.
Yeah, you probably weren't waiting too long. It's not like you missed it, but...
They did. I did.
You know who you are.
Yeah. So, yeah, we got a lot of messages about it. So.
Yeah, so we were trying to thank our sponsors.
Supreme.
And
Nike, Versace,
VMV Media.
So all these, they have to pay us now, right? We said their names.
Oh, I mean...
I don't think they'll all pay. How do we sue them? This is a bad deal. We worked it out.
But yeah, so join us next time. There's going to be a... huge surprise on
you
the next
the
show.
You forgot the intro music.
Yeah, I know.
Should we do some outro music?
Yeah, we're going to do some outro music.
So we've just produced a new outro song and we're just going to play it for you.
Yeah, let's just get it from the archives.
Because we this is the best one that we've made so far, though.
Well, we'll have to let the listeners decide that.
I think you're really going to like it.
Yeah. Okay, we're just trying to find it. We're just flicking through the B-sides.
Outro music.
Okay, wow.
Say it in your head.
Yeah. Okay, I don't think we can use that.
I like it.
Okay, I think. Oh, no. That wasn't it.
Maybe...
this is it. That was their intro music to their outro music.
Oh,
I've heard this one everywhere.
Yeah.
Wait, let's. That. We're gonna have to use this one.
Pillow Talk.
Okay.
Or this one.
We've got many.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.